Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Meseches Ksubis has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Rav Yaakov ben Matisyahu Zatzal, and Chaya Bas Pesach.
In the Mishnah, we have a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If a man makes siluk from Yerusha of his wife's nechasim, according to the Chachamim, if he's mistalik when she's in Arusa, the siluk is chal. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if she dies, he does yarshin her, and the siluk is not chal. The reason being, he's being masna al mashikos of batera. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Pegilim on Beis says that Rav paskens like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that siluk doesn't work le'inyan Yerusha, but it's not mitame. It's not because of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's svara that it's masna al mashikos of batera tenoris bottle. Rather, for a different reason. And the Gemara for the next half amud is trying to figure out what Rav shita really is. That he passing like a Mishim and Gamliel, the siluk doesn't work with Gabi Yerusha, yet it's not because the Masa and Masha Kasaba Teira Tanoi Botel. So the Gemara at first tries to suggest the Rav holds the Masa and Masha Kasaba Teira, Tanoi is not Botel, Tanoi Kayim. Just Rav holds that Yerusha's Haval is only Midrabanam. And the Chachamim made a Chizuk with Divrayim Yoyser Mishal Teira, even stronger than the Din of the Araisa. So the Gemara says that can't be. Rav holds Masal Mashikos about Teira Tanoi Kayim. There's a Mefurash Gemara above Metzia that Rav says if somebody sold something for a certain price and the Meicher told the Lekeach Al Menashe Ein Lecha Alay Oino, he made a Tanai that there won't be a Taina of Oino in case he overcharged him. Rav says Tanoi Bottle, and if there's Oino, the Lekeach can return the Chayfetz according to the rules of Oino. Shmuel argues and he holds that the Tanai is Kayim. Al Kopanim, we see Shitas Rav is Mas and Lasha Kasavat Torah Tanoi Bottle. So how could you tell me that Rav doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this aspect? Rav himself says that Mas and Lasha Kasavat Torah Tanoi Bottle. So the Gemara gives a different malach to explain what the Rav meant. Taisa Asakasha. The Gemara Bob Mitzia, the Afnan Alephim and Beis, really explains that Rav doesn't hold necessarily that Masa Mashikosa Batayra Tanoi Bottle, even by a Dorish Bemomin, even by a monetary Indian. It could be Rav holds that Masa Mashikosa Batayra by a Dorish Bemomin Tanoi Kayom, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Just the reason Rav holds that by Oino, the Tanoi is Bottle, is because Lo Yoda de Kamochel, the person who was Maskin, the person who the Tanoi was made for, doesn't know that he's being Nisano, he doesn't know he's being cheated. In that case, Rav holds that Tanoi Bottle. Whereas a person knows that he's giving up on a Torah given right, he could be Michael. There's no chisaroin, there's no problem of Masna Mashikosa Batayra if it's a Davarship Mamamai, if it's a monetary issue. So Taisus asks, really, Rav holds, not like a Mishun Gamliel. We can say that Rav holds Masna Mashikosa Batayra by Davarship Mamamai if it's a monetary thing. Tanoi Kayom. Rav says, by Oino, the Tanoi is Bottle, there it's something special. There, the person who's being cheated doesn't know that he's being cheated, that he could be Meichel. If he doesn't know, only in such a case does Rav say that Tanoi Bottle. If that's the case, Taisus asks, by Yerusha, he knows that he's being Mevater on the Yerusha. It's not a surprise to him, it's not like Oino. So what's the Gemara asking Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Why does the Gemara say it's a loy mitame? It's not for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's reasoning. The Gemara asks, Rav does hold Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's reasoning. Rav does hold Tanoi Bottle, even by a Dorish B'mamoin, as you see by Oino. Taisus asks, yeah, by Oino, Rav is made to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Over there, he doesn't know he's being cheated, but over here, the husband knows he's being Mevater on the Yerusha. According to the Gemara Bava Metzia, Rav should hold by Yerusha, the Tanoi is Kayim, because he knows about it. Yoda v'kamochel, which is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even in a case where he knows that he's being Meichel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds a Tanoi bottle. So what's the Gemara's Kasha that Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? That's Taisa's Kasha on the Gemara. So Taisa answers, here also, the husband doesn't really know that he's being Meichel. He doesn't know who's going to die first. If she dies first, then he's taka being Meichel on a schus that he has. he's being mevater on the schus of Yerusha, but maybe he's going to die first. And if he dies first, he's not going to yarshin her at all. So therefore, it's considered, according to Taisvus, also a case of leyoda v'kamachel, and therefore, in such a case, Rav holds that tnoi batel. He didn't know he could be meichel. And that's why the Gemara asks that Rav does hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in such a case, that they both should hold tnoi batel, even according to Rav, because leyoda v'kamachel, he doesn't know who's going to die first, and therefore, he wasn't necessarily meichel. Rav Chaim, in his Sefer al Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel from Hilchas Mechira, points out that Taisus's understanding is a tremendous chiddush. Not only that, he proves that the Rambam argues on Taisus's understanding in the idea of Leyoda v'Kamachel. Rabbi Chaim says it's very mistaber to say that although Taisus explains that by Yerusha he doesn't know who's going to die first, and therefore it's considered Leyoda v'Kamachel, he doesn't know necessarily that he's being mevater on his chus of Yerusha, but Rabbi Chaim says, I don't care what's going to happen in the end, if he's going to die first or she's going to die first. The type of kedushin that's being made is a kedushin with afles chus of Yerusha. And therefore, Reb Chaim understands misvara that that is yada v'kamachal. He knows that he's giving up a certain chus. He may not be mimamesh this chus. He may not bring it to fruition. He may die first, but l'maisa, marriage with a chus of Yerusha or marriage without a chus of Yerusha is a different kind of marriage. And if he's mevater, if he gives up on his chus to yarshin her, it should be considered a case of yodav kamachel. Reb Chaim proves that the Rambam understands like that, because the Rambam paskins that regarding the halacha of Aino, the Rambam paskins like Rav, that if the person does not know he's being cheated, it's considered a masal mashkos of batayra. Therefore, by Aino, the Tanai is batal. Yet by Yerusha, the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis halacha tes, from Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam says that a husband cannot make a tnai to be mistalik from Yerusha once she's in a sua, because there's a pasuk about Yerusha l'chukas mishpat. Therefore, a tnai does not work. Bezer Hashem, later on in the share, will discuss a bit more at length what the Rambam means, but al kopanim, the Rambam brings a pasuk to say why the tnai doesn't work. He doesn't understand like Taisus that it's not Yoda v'kamachal. According to Taisus, you don't need to come onto a pasuk to say that the tanai doesn't work to be mistalik from Yerusha. It's Leyoda v'kamachal. He doesn't know that he's going to be mevater on the Yerusha. He may die first, and therefore it's considered a masa on lashakasa b'atayra. The Rambam brings a pasuk. It means the Rambam does not hold of Taisus' svara. Why? Because the Rambam holds that since he's certainly giving up the schus of Yerusha, he definitely has the schus. And he's definitely giving it up, even though it may not make a difference down the line. But since he gave it up for certain, originally, he's being mevater on his chus Yerusha, that's considered yoda v'kamach. By Aino, he doesn't know that there's Aino involved. He doesn't know that he's being cheated. However, here he knows that he's being mevater on his chus Yerusha. The Rashba says it mefurish in our sugya, that this is considered yoda v'kamachel because he's definitely giving up his chus Yerusha. So Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam is clearly going to have to answer Taisus' kasha a bit differently. He's going to have to say that our sugya holds like the shita in Bava Metzia. There's a machlokes ha-meiroim there, and there's a shita that holds that Rav holds tnoi batel even in a case where it's yoda v'kamachel. That our sugya must hold that Rav holds in all cases tnoi batel. Al-Kopan Reb Chaim goes on further in the shtickle to explain the machlokes and lomdis between Taisus and the Rambam. Taisus, as we said, holds that since it's theoretically possible that the husband really didn't lose out by this tnai because he may die first, therefore it's considered layada v'kamachal, and Rav holds in such a case tnoi batel. We saw that Reb Chaim understands in the Rambam, and as we said, the Rashba says Meforish in the Sugya, that this case is not considered Layada v'kamachal. The husband who's Mevater on his chus in the Yerusha is definitely being Meichel b'yidia. He knows for sure that he's giving up on his chus to be Yerush, his wife. And therefore, according to the Amayra and Bava Metzia that holds, that when one knows he's being Meichel there is no problem of masam mashikos of batayr, according to Rav. And we don't care that it's possible that he's not going to really wind up losing from this because he may die first. Rather, we look at the Shas HaKiddushin. B'chaim explains this machlokes can be understood by clearing a hakira. Why does Rav hold that in the case of lo yada v'kamachil, he doesn't know that he's being meichel for certain, the tnai is batel? It could be explained in two ways. It could be explained that when somebody makes a tnai to mevater on something, if he doesn't know for certain that it's going to be chal, that it's going to take effect, tnai is batel. It has nothing to do with masal mashikos about Torah. There's a halacha that a tnai that you don't know for certain that you're going to be mevater on, such a tnai is in chal, irrespective of the halacha of masal mashikos about Torah. Or we can say no. Of course it's a halacha in masal mashikos about Torah. Just, although we say masal mashikos about Torah, by Dorish of a Mamon, a person does have a right to make such a tnai in Tanai Kayyum, that's only by Dorish of a Mamon that he knows for sure he's being Meichel. In a case where it's Le'ad of a Kamachel, what happens is it reverts back to the regular halacha of Masal Mashikos of a Torah, Tanai Batel. Dorish of a Mamon helps to make Tanai Kayyum. If he doesn't know for certain that he's being Meichel, it goes back to a regular case of Masal Mashikos of a Torah. Dorish B'mamon only works to make the Tanai B'kayim if he knows for certain it's happening. Le'odav V'kamachel loses that mile of Dorish B'mamon. B'kitzer, the shaila is Le'odav V'kamachel a halacha in Hilchas Tanoim? And that's why the Tanai is batal. There's not shaykh to make such a Tanai. Or it's a halacha in Hilchas Masal Mashikos HaBatayra. Normally Dorish B'mamon works. There's no problem with Masal Mashikos HaBatayra. In the case of Le'odav V'kamachel, it loses its Milo of Dovar Shiva Mamin. It's not a real Dovar Shiva Mamin because he doesn't know for certain that he's being Meichel, and therefore, in his halacha, Masal Mashikos HaBatayra. B'chaim explains these two tzadim are really the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam holds that Le'odav V'kamachel is a halacha and Hilchos Masal Mashikos HaBatayra. Normally, Masal Mashikos HaBatayra doesn't work. By Dovar Shiva Mamin, it does work. However, Dovar Shiva Mamin is not considered Dovar Shiva Mamin unless he knows for certain that he's being Meichel. But as far as Hilchas Tanoim are concerned, there's no chisaron. There's nothing wrong with the Tanai he's making. Therefore, the Rambam holds that by Yerusha, where he knows for certain he's being Mevater on the Schus Yerusha, that's considered Yodav Kamachel. The whole chisaron, according to the Rambam, in Yodav Kamachel is when we're handling the Shasa Tanai. There's nothing wrong with the Tanai, according to the Rambam. It's just a halacha in Hilchas Masal Mashikos HaBatayra. Since if we're being done regarding the Shas HaTnai, he knows for certain that he's being a mevater, that's enough to say that it's not a Masal Mashikos HaBatayra. We don't care what's eventually going to happen, that it's possible he would die first and therefore he wouldn't lose out. Once the Rambam holds a Tanai is a good Tanai and just a halacha, that in order for it to be considered a Dovar Shiva Mamin, he has to know B'Shas the Tanai that he's being Mevater for a certain, so he knows he's being Mevater. Masha'en King Tosfos holds that the reason of Le'odav V'kamachil is not a chasaron al tmas namashikos HaBatayra. Rather, a Tanai one makes that he doesn't know for certain that it's going to come to fruition. It's not a Tanai Gomer. He wasn't certain that it's going to be Lamaisa. Therefore, he wasn't Meichel. Therefore, if he doesn't know for certain that he's going to be giving up his Chus Yerusha, because he may die first, and therefore the Tanai has no bearing on what's eventually going to happen. Therefore, there's no clear Mechila. Therefore, Tosfos holds that by Yerusha's Habal, it's also considered Le'odav V'kamachel. According to Tosfos, the Tanai is not a Tanai. If he doesn't know for certain he's being Meichel, it's a Halacha and Hilchos Tanai. The whole Tanai is valid when he's being Mevater. If he doesn't know for sure he's being Mevater, the Tanai is not a Tanai. He wasn't really Meichel. The chisaron, according to Tosfos, is not that it's a masal mashikos HaBatayra if Le'odav V'kamachel. The chisaron is he wasn't Meichel. There's no gemiras das if he doesn't know for certain that he's going to lose out. Therefore, Tosfos holds, if it's possible that he's taka not going to lose out from this Tanai, there's no serious gemiras das. And that's why, although now he's definitely being mevater on the Schus Yerusha, but since he may not wind up losing from it, it's not considered a Tanai, as it has to be a definite mechila. And since it's possible he's not going to lose based on this Tanai, Tosfos considers it a case of Le'odav V'kamachel. Continuing on the Amud, we have the Mishnah that says if a man dies and he left a wife who has a right to collect a ksuba from his estate, and a Baal Choyv who has a right to collect the loan from his estate, and he has Yarshim, all three want to get the money that he left over. Now from this Mishnah we learn the halacha that metaltli the asmi lo mishtabdi. If you say Yarshim for their father, they do not have to pay from the metaltlin that they got from their father to pay either a ksuba to their father's wife or to pay the loan of their father to the Baal Chayv. However, the Mishnah talks about a case where the money wasn't actually in their reshus. The money was a pikadon or a loan by somebody else, by a third party. So the Isha, the Baal Chayv, and the Yarshim all turn to the Baal Chayv, to the Loiva, who has to pay back the father, and they're each demanding the money for themselves. Or they go to the Nifkad of the father and they say, give us the pikadon. Who does the Nifkad give the money to? Who does the Loiva give the money to? The Isha, the Baal Chayv, or the Yarshim? So in our Mishnah, there's a machlokes, Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva, what to do in such a case. Reb Tarfon says, Yinosnu l'kayshel shebahen. We give it to the weak one amongst them. Now the question is, what does that mean, the weaker one amongst them? So the Gemara brings two shittas. Reb Yosef Reb Chanina says, l'kayshel shebarayu, the one who has the weakest raya. Rashi explains that whoever has the latest date on their shtar, let's say the Baal Chayv is a later chiyuv than the ksuba, so we'll give these metaltlin to the Baal Chayv, as the wife, the almana, will be able to be tayrif lekuchais from an earlier period. If there are nechasim that are meshubid, that were sold, all the later one, the Baal Chayv, was a later date, has less of a chance to be geiva from the meshabdi, the wife, who has an earlier shibud, will be able to be geiva from karkois of the husband that were sold at an earlier period. That shita's Rashi. However, the Rif learns koishel shibirayo means the Baal Chayv. And the reason the Baal Chayv is considered the koishel, doesn't matter when the shtar was written, he's considered the one with a weaker raya, because a Baal Chayv is never going to be geiva money without a shtar. An Isha will be geiva her ksuba even without a shtar, because it's considered a ma'isa bezdan. And even if she doesn't produce a shtar ksuba, she can be geiva the ksuba from her husband's estate. Now, the Shita Mekbetzis explains the reason that Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina holds, B'shita Reb Tarfon, that we give it to the Baal Chayv because he's considered the Koishal, and we don't really care whose shtar is first. The reason is because the Baal Chayv lost money. The person who lent money is out the amount of money that he lent. He's mafsid if he doesn't get paid back. That's why we're concerned to get him his money back even before the ksubas isha, although the woman deserves a ksuba from her husband, but she never lost any money, and therefore we give the Baal Chayv first according to this shita. Now the Rosh asks on the Rif's Mahalach that Koishel Shibarayim means the Baal Chayv, so let the Gemara say, the Baal Chayv, why does Rabbi Yosef Chanina talk in riddles and say L'Koishel Shibarayim? Let him say that the Mishnah means to the Baal Chayv, because he's going to lose money if he doesn't get paid back. Therefore the Rosh understands that Koishel Shibarayim means the way Rashi explained it. Rabbi Yochanan explains Reb Tarfon differently. When Reb Tarfon says that we give the Metalflon to the Koishel, it means to the Isha. L'ksubas Isha Meshum Chino. She's the weaker one. She's considered the Koishel because it's not the derech of a woman to go investigate where exactly the husband left karkois, where he has karkois that he sold. Women are not as business savvy, or at least not as comfortable to go out and do such an investigation to find out where she could be geiva from her husband's properties. Therefore, we give her the ksuba first from these metaltlin, as the Gemara says, mishum chino. As Rashi explains, that women should be willing to get married easier, as men will find chen in their eyes, as the women don't have to worry that they're going to have such a hard time getting their ksuba. Therefore, we want to make it easier for her to get her ksuba, and that's why she gets the first shot at these metaltlin. Now, Taisa asks Akasha, it seems we find contradictory ideas in regards to Ksuba versus Baal Chayiv. We see over here that according to Rabbi Yechon, we want the woman to have an easier time to get her Ksuba, Mishum Chino. We want them to be willing to get married easily. Actually, Taisus points out from Rabbi Yochanan a different pshat in what Chino means. Whatever the case is, we see that Chazal were eager to get the Ksuba to this woman even more than they were eager to get the Baal Chayiv paid back from the Loiva. Yet we find that by Ksubas Isha, she only gets from Ziburis, from the lowest grade karkois that he has, whereas the Baal Chayiv is Goyva from Beinonis. As the Gemara in Gittin explains, Shleitinol Delis with Neilovin, we want people to be confident that when they lend money, they'll be able to be Goyva even from a better kind of field. However, by Ksubas Isha, we're not so concerned because Yisrim Masha Ishroitze Linosei, Ishroitze Linosei. More than a man wants to marry, a woman wants to marry. We're not concerned about giving a woman a very good term on her Ksuba because she's going to get married anyways. So we see we're easier on the Baal Chayiv and harsher on the Ksubas Isha regarding which grade karka we pay back. Mashenkin here in our Gemara, we see the opposite, that Mishum Chino, we allow the woman to get first rights at the Metaltlin, and we're not concerned so much for the Baal Chayiv, even though it may cause a Ni'ilas Delis if they love, and it may cause people to think twice before they lend money. How do we answer this seeming stira? As we find on one hand, Chazal were more concerned about the woman's Ksuba in our Mishnah, that we make sure she gets the Metaltlin first before the Baal Chayiv. And yet on the other hand, we're more concerned about the Baal Chayiv, that we give him Beinonis, as we're not as concerned about Ksubas Isha, as she can only get Ziburis. What's the difference that sometimes we're machmer on the Baal Chayiv and mekel on the Isha, and sometimes we're machmer on the Isha and mekel on the Baal Chayiv? So Taisa says, that's not a kasha b'chol. De'ein l'damu is takonas chachomim zuluzu. You can't ask a kasha why Chazal decided that over here it's more important to be mekel on the Isha and machmer on the Baal Chayiv, while by the case of which grade karka the Baal Chayiv gets, or the Ksuba is entitled to, we find that we're a machmer on the Isha and mekel on the Baal Chayiv. It's not a kasha. Chazal saw it fit over here like this, and over here they saw it fit like this. However, Kveger has a very nice teretz to this Taisa's kasha. He says, Taisa's teretz l'chayr is a deichik. Kveger wants to say that the reason it's not a kasha is like this. When we're dealing with what karka should be used to pay back the Ksuba or the Baal Chayiv, so we say, like the Gemara says in Gittin, that the Baal Chayiv gets Beinonis Shleitin al Delis Bifnei Lovin, while the Ksuba Sisha were not as concerned. We know women want to get married, so therefore, they'll be willing to get married even if the Ksuba is Ziburis. However, that's only in a classic case. Our Mishnah is talking about the case where the borrower died, where the husband died. Regarding Ksuba, when the woman gets married, the Ksuba is clearly to be given to her in one of two ifanim, either in the case where the husband divorces her or the case where the husband dies. She was getting married al das to get a Ksuba if the husband dies. However, the Baal Chayiv, when he lends money, the Gemara in Gittin says, Taisus quotes that in Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maschal Isha, that when a man lends money, he's not thinking maybe the borrower is going to die. Misa is not shchiach, and nobody's thinking about it in such an oifen. Therefore, there's no ni'ilas delas if we give the ksubas isha precedence to the Baal Chayiv. No malva, or no potential malva, is going to refrain from lending money because what happens if the Baal Chayiv dies? The ksubas isha is going to get precedence. Nobody's thinking in those terms. When a person lends money, he's not thinking what happens if the Baal Chayiv dies. Misa is not shchiach, and therefore it's not going to cause any ni'ilas delas if the Baal Chayiv's hand is weaker than Ksubas Isha. However, when the woman gets married, the Ksuba is clearly, explicitly written, if the husband dies, she's going to get a Ksuba. Therefore, we're more concerned about the Ksubas Isha at that point than the Baal Chayiv. She got married, that's what happens if the husband dies. That was one of the Iker Tnaim of the Ksuba. And therefore, we're going to say the Ksuba gets precedence to the Baal Chayiv, as the Baal Chayiv never lent money al das, what's going to happen if the Baal Chayiv dies? He'll have to get from the Yisayimim. Nobody thinks about that because Misa is Shchiach, and therefore it's not going to cause Nilas Delis. Now, Yinosin L'Kaishel Shabahen, we said the Shita is Reb Tarfin. We mentioned two different Shitas in the Gemara. What does Reb Tarfin mean? However, Reb Akiva argues. Reb Akiva holds that in the case of the Mishnah that we mentioned, the husband died and he left over a Baal Chayiv and a Ksubas Isha. They were both unpaid, and there are metaltalin that were not in the possession of the Yorshin at the time of death. Reb Tarfin says we give those metaltalin to the Kaishel Shabahan, and Reb Akiva says it goes to the Yorshin. Why? Shekulon Tzrichin Shvua v'ina Yorshin Tzrichin Shvua. In order to collect from Nechosim of the Yisayimim, the halacha is, as the Mishnah says in Daf Pei Zayin, in Nifroim and Nechse Yisayimim Ela B'Shvua. The Isha, or the Baal Chayiv who want to collect from the Nechosim of the Yisayimim, are going to have to swear that they weren't paid back yet. However, the Yorshim don't have to swear. They can collect without any Shvua. Therefore, it goes to them first. They're the first ones to be Zayich in it because they don't have to swear. We don't know if the Isha or the Baal Chayiv are going to swear. Therefore, the Svara is that the ones who have first dibs at those metaltalin will be the Yisayimim. They don't have any obstacle in the form of a Shvua to deny them from collecting. Therefore, they have first rights at it. They're considered as if it's in the Rishus. And therefore, once they grab hold of those metaltalin, one cannot be Goyva metaltalin the Yasmin. Now, both the Ritva and the Ran point out that when one reads the Mishnah, it's mashma, that the fact that the Yisayimim don't have to swear and the fact that the Isha or the Baal Chayiv do have to swear is what's goyrim the metaltalin to be given to the Yisayimim and not the Isha or the Baal Chayiv. However, both the Ritva and the Ran understand that lemaisa, that's not true. It's not that the fact that the Isha and Baal Chayiv need a Shvua is a Siba, is the cause that we give the metaltalin to the Yisayimim. Rather, it's a simon. What would happen if the father pattered the wife or the Baal Chayiv from swearing? He says, when you come with a taina to say that I didn't pay you, you're neman without a shvua, and my yorshim can't be mashpia you. The halacha is that the Isha or the Baal Chayiv will be goyva without a shvua. The husband, the father pattered Baal Chayiv and the Isha from swearing. Yet the Ritva and the Ran understand that it's pashut. Even in such a case, with their pater from actually swearing, the Nechosim will still go to the Yisayimim. The fact that the Yisayimim don't have to swear, and generally the Isha and the Baal Chayiv do have to swear, is just a simon to say, it's a simon to prove that the Nechosim is more in the Rishus of the Yisayimim than anyone else. Chazal Masakin Eshvua for the Isha. Chazal were Masakin Eshvua for the Baal Chayiv. They weren't Masakin Eshvua for the Yisayimim. They have a direct way of being Goyva without having to swear. It's a proof that the Yisayimim are more Muchzik than anybody else. Once they're Muchzik, we consider it in their Rishus, and therefore it's considered Metalta the Yasmi. Now, mentioned before the Machlekes and the Gemara B'shitas Reb Tarfin, what Kaishel Shabahan means. Does it mean the Ksubas Isha, or does it mean the Baal Chayiv, or the one with the latest Raya? The Gemara on Amud Beis clearly passes like Rabbi Akiva, that it goes to the Yorshim, and it doesn't go to Kaishel Shabahan, like Reb Tarfin holds. However, there is a major nafkamina in how we paskin Shitas Reb Tarfin, because nowadays we do hold that Metalti L'Diyasmi are Meshtabdi L'Ksuba, the Meshtabdi L'Baal Chayiv, after the Tekonis HaGa'inim, that Baal Chayiv or Isha can be Goiva from the Metaltalim of Yisayimim. It's something that's after the Gemara's time. It's the Takana that the Goina made. Since nowadays one can be Goiva from the Metaltalim of Yisayimim, we have to know, who do we give it first? Do we give it first to the Baal Chayiv or do we give it to the Isha? Rabbi Akiva only said a Shita, understanding that Metaltalim Yasmi Le'mashtabdi L'Ksuba. However, if Metaltad Liyasmi are Mishtabdi, of course, the question is, who gets it? Either the Isha or the Baal Chayiv. There's another Nafkamina that the Shita brings, that even in the time of Chazal, where Natalia Liyasmi are not mishtabi to a Baal Chayvah to a Ksuba. In the case of a ger died, he left over an almana and a Baal Chayvah. He doesn't have any yorshim. In the case where he did not have children after his gerus, so his kikatan shneila dami, he has no relations. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva's shita of yinosn liyorshim is not applicable. In such a case, there's a nafkamina lahalacha between the shitas of who gets the metaltlim according to Rabbi Tarfon. It says yinosn l'koshel shabahen. Does it mean the ksubas hishem mashem chino, as the Gemara says, or does it mean the koshel shabaraya? The Rosh Paskins, like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Tarfon means l'koshel shabaraya, and therefore, the way Rashi explains, it means whoever is ikra on the raya, that's the one who gets the metaltlim, and we let the person with the earlier shtar, or the better raya, go fight against the lekuchas. However, the Ran points out, that's only if Bezdin got involved. However, if somebody went ahead and was toyface, if the Isha had a later ksuba than the shtar of the Baal Chayiv, but she went ahead and grabbed, she was toyface first, of course, and that might see in miyada, and she keeps it. Rabbi Tarfon just says, yinosn l'koshel shabahen, in a case where Bezdin got involved before any of the parties did a tfisa. If one of the parties was kaidim and did a tfisa, of course, they keep it, even if they are not the koshel. The Gemara in Amud Beis, a bit past midway, brings the story of Hahu Bakra, the man who watched the behemoth of the Yisayman. Someone came along, and he was Tefis, the behemoth of the Yisayman. He said that the father owed me money. And he says that he was Tefis at Michayim. He grabbed onto this behemoth to be Tefis for the Chayiv while the father was still alive, in accordance with the Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that if you made a Tefisa Lachar Misa, it won't help. However, the Bakra denied that claim, and he said that the Tefisa was done actually after the death of the father, and therefore he has to give it back as the Yisayman were Zaycha in those behemoths. So the story came before Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said to the Bakra, to the one who was watching the behemoths, do you have Edim that he was Tefisit from you? So the Bakra answered, no, I don't have any Edim at all. So Rav Nachman said, since he could say, I bought it, he has a migu, he's believed to say that he was Tefisit Mechayim, because if he wanted to lie, he could say that he bought it from you. You don't have Edim that he grabbed it. So since he could say Lekuchin, he has a migu, he could say Lekuach, he's believed to say that he was Tefisit Mechayim. Now the Rosh explains that of course he's not going to be Nemon without a migu, even if though he's a Muchzik. And the Rosh explains the reason is, when a person's Tayin, that he got something without the Das of the Bailam, without the consent of the original Bailam, that's not a proper Taino. He's not going to be believed, because we say that we are going to go bust of the Marakama. Since the father of the Yisayimim originally owned it, and he's saying he got it without permission, even though he's a Muchzik, he's not going to be believed, as we're going to always go buster the Cheskas Marakama. Therefore, he needs a migu. Without a migu, he won't be believed. Now, it's noteworthy that there's a bit of a chiddush here in this rush, because he's really arguing with the Yisayimim at this point. And the Yisayimim never had a cheskas marakama. It was never theirs, according to what this Tefis is saying. However, since he's saying that he was Tefis against a marakama, without his knowledge and consent, even though the ones he's arguing with now were never the Marakama, nevertheless, that's enough to make it that it's a Shvach HaTayinah, and he's not going to be Nemon without a migu. And the Bnei Yeshua asks Akasha on this Gemara, what's going to happen? This Teufes, this Baal Chayiv, this lender, gets these behemoths to keep. The Bakra, who is a Shomer, is going to wind up paying. The Bnei Yeshua asks, that's Loksa Midas Hadin. It's inherently unfair to allow the Teufis to keep the behemoths at the expense and the cost of the Bakra, of the Shomer. The Teufis understands that he's costing the Bakra to pay to the Yisayimim the cost of the behemoths. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that really, in a regular case, we would force the Teufis to give it back and not make the Bakra sustain a loss to cover the cost of the behemoths. Yet the Taifas tells the Bakra in this case, if you would admit to me that I was Taifasit Mechaim, you wouldn't lose anything. It wouldn't cost you anything. The only reason you're going to have to pay is because you are claiming what I'm saying is false. You did it to yourself. You're Mazik Anafshe. You caused all the financial damage to yourself by disagreeing with me. If it would be mided to my story, you wouldn't pay anything. The Yisrael would have no taina on you. The Tfisa was Mechaim. By being Makish my taina, you were Goyrim to yourself that you're going to have to pay. By saying that the Tfisa was La'achar Misa and not Mechaim, you hurt your own cause, and therefore it's not considered Loksamidis Hadin, as the Taifa says. I didn't do anything wrong. If you would corroborate my story, you wouldn't pay a penny. If you would admit that the Tfisa was Mechaim, you wouldn't lose anything. By denying my story, you made yourself into a shamer that allowed the behemoth to be taken away, and therefore you're going to have to pay. But you did the damage to yourself, not me. That's what the Taifa says, and therefore it's not considered Laksa Midas Hadin. Now, the reason the Bakra is not going to be believed as an Eid Echod to at least be Mechayiv the Taifa Seshvua, and we say the Migu is enough for him to keep it, and we're not Mechayiv and Meshvua, the Ran explains that the reason the Bakra is not considered an Eid Echod, because he's an Egeya, because he's the one who's going to wind up paying to cover the loss of the assignment. And since he's an Egeya, he will not be considered an Eid Echod, and therefore the Toifes does not have to swear. And the Ran goes on to explain that that's certain, that if the Tfisa wasn't done by Inus, that he's considered a Pesheya and he has to pay. The Bakra is going to have to pay the Yisayimim for the loss of the Behemus. He's definitely considered a Negeya, because he's a Peshe and he has to pay. But he says more than that. Even if the Bakra was an Einus, this Baal Choyv, this lender, was Typhus, the Behemus, in a way that the Bakra would be Potter, was an Einus, still, since the Bakra is going to have to swear that it was an Einus, he's considered a Negeya. And if he's an Egeya, he's possibly be considered an aid, and therefore the Taifas does not have to swear. Now, this halacha that the Bakra has to pay to the Yisayimim, that's only in the time of Chazal. However, Bizman Hazeh, where we say that the Tekonis HaGo'inim is an effect, that a Baal Choyv or Ksubas Isha can be Goyver from a Metaltalim of Yisayimim, says the Rosh, that since the Taifas was allowed to be Taifas from the Metaltalim, from the Behemoth of the Yisayimim, Mela, the Bakra will be Potter, because the Taifas had a right to be Taifas from these Behemoths. However, the Rosh throws in a line, the Bakra will be Potter if the Malva, the person who is Taifas, can prove that they were actually Chayiv, that there was actually a loan between him and the father of the Yisayimim. It's mashma from the Rosh that if he cannot prove that there was such a loan, that the Bakra will have to pay the assignment. However, the Shach and Simon Nunches Sif Kotten Zayin quotes a Maharit that holds that since the Bakra is going to lose money from this, as he's going to have to pay the assignment, Memela, the person who's Taifis, has to give it back. Because in effect, he's really grabbing from the Bakra. He's not grabbing from the assignment. He's causing the Bakra a Hefsid, and therefore he has to give the Behema back to the Simon. Now that works very well with the Pnei Yeshua that we mentioned before. The Pnei Yeshua said that the only reason we're Mechayev the Bakra to pay the Simon and we allow the Taifas to keep it is because the Bakra was Afsad Anafshe. By denying the Taina of the Taifas, he was Mechayev himself. However, in a case where the Bakra is not going to be Chayev to pay because of what he Tainted, rather just for the Pshia of not watching the Behemoth, since the person who's Taifas is in effect being Taifas from the Bakra, he's causing the Bakra the Hefsid, as he's going to have to reimburse the Yisayimim, we tell the Taifas, you have to give the Behemoth back, because you're not taking from the Yisayimim, you're taking from the Bakra, and therefore he has to give the Behemoth back, and not cause a loss to the Bakra. The only reason the Pnei Yeshua accepted that we can cause a loss to the Bakra is because the Bakra did the loss to himself. He tainted a taina that created the Chiyavan himself. For that, the Taifas could say, that's not my fault, that's your fault. But in the case where it's not because of the taina that he said, B'zman hazeh makes no difference when the tivisa happened, whether it was mechayim or la'achar misa. A person can be goyve from a taltal liyasmi b'zman hazeh, even la'achar misa. The only reason the bakra would have to pay is because he didn't watch the behemoth well. So in effect, when the person is being teifis from the yisayimim, he's really being teifis from the bakra, as he's causing the bakra to have to pay the yisayimim, and therefore it's considered loksamidas hadin, and it's not proper, and therefore we tell the teifis he has to get the behemoth back in order not to cause the loss to the bakra. Okay, now let's move on to the next sugya. Towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara brings a story of Yemar Bar Choshu. Somebody owed him money, and he died. So Yemar Bar Choshu wanted to get his hands on the metaltalim that he left over before it fell to the hands of the Yisayimim, that he'd never be able to get it away from them once they get their hands on it. So he told the Shliach, go ahead and make a tefisa for me. The Shliach went, made a tefisa. Rav Papa and Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua met the Shliach and they said, you can't do that. You can't take it for Yemar Bar Choshu because you're a teifis lebal chayv and mokim sechav la'achayr. The klal is, if somebody who is not himself a bal chayv goes and takes money from a bal chayv, from a person who borrowed, who owes several people money, and someone goes ahead and is teifis from the loiva for one of the bal chayvis, the klal is the tefisa doesn't work. Since he's hurting the chances of other Balei Chayvus to be Goyva, he himself is not a Balei Chayv, he cannot be Goyva for somebody else. As Rashi says on the top of Pehei Omer Aleph, Delav kol kmine lochuv lozeh kidei liskreis hazeh. He can't hurt somebody else in order to help the person he's being Taifus for. Now there's a famous Shitas Rashi in Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Omer Aleph, that this klal of teifis lebal chayv mokim shechav la'achirim, that it doesn't work, that's only if this teifis, this person who went ahead and made the tefisa on these metaltalim of the bal chayv for one of the malvim, that's only where this teifis, this person who went ahead and did it on his own accord. If he was a shliach of one of the malvim, let's say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi are all malvim to this bal chayv, and Yehuda went ahead and was teifis for Reuben's sake, that doesn't work only if Yehuda was doing it on his own volition. If Yehuda was a shliach of Reuven to be Taifas, Shitas Rashi is that in that case we do say that Reuven was Zeicha in it. Now Taifas over here asks, L'chayra, our sugya is mefurish not like Rashi. Our sugya is mefurish that Yemar Bar Choshu made the shliach to be Taifas from the Baal Chayv, yet Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rebbe Rav Yeshua said, you can't do that. You're teifis lebal chayv, mokim shechav la'achayr. According to Shitas Rashi, that rule doesn't apply here. This man was a shliach of Yemar Bar Choshu. From the fact that the Gemara applies this rule of teifis lebal chayv, mokim shechav la'achayr, that it doesn't work, even in our case, we see that even when the person who was teifis was a shliach, it still doesn't work. However, there are several approaches in the Achrayim to explain Shitas Rashi, why it's not contradicted from our Gemara. The Shach and Siman Kuf Hei, Siv Kotan Aleph, Mechaz Mishpat, brings from the Maras Ason that wanted to learn that Rashi holds that we don't say the rule of Teifas Labal Chayv Mokim Shachav La'acherim when he's a Shliach, doesn't mean in any case. It means when he made him a Shliach Be'edim. It's such a strong Shlichus, the Maras Ason understands in Rashi, in such a case, the Tfisa works even though he's chav la'achirim. However, if it wasn't done be'edim, if it was just a shlichus that they made between themselves, that will not help if he's chav la'achirim, and therefore our sugi must be talking about a case where it wasn't the shliach be'edim. Rather, he made the shlichus privately, and therefore when it's chav la'achirim, the tfisa of the shliach does not help. The shach, however, is very upset at this. He doesn't understand the difference whether it's a shlichus be'edim or not be'edim. In the strength of the shlichus, there is no difference whether the minui was done in front of edim or not. Therefore, he does not accept the Maras Ason's teretz. The Shach himself, however, gives a different approach to explain Rashi and defend him against Taisus' kasha. The Shach says that Rashi that says that a shliach works to be toifis lebal choiv mokam shechav la'achirim, that's only in a case where he's a shliach b'schar. He's getting paid for doing the shlichus. In such a case, the rule is yad poil ki yad balabais. It's not just a regular shlichus. He has a din poil. A din of a poil is a much stronger connection to the person who sent him to the mishaleach or to the balabais. As we say, the rule is that what he does is as if the balabais did it himself. Yad poil ki yad balabais. Therefore, in such a case, is where Rashi says that if the toifes was a shliach, even if it's chav la'achrini, the tisa helps because he's a shliach b'schar, he has a din of poil, and therefore it's as if the Baal HaBayis did it himself. However, our sugi is talking about a shliach b'chinam. He just asked him to do him a favor, but he wasn't paying him. Therefore, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua said that the shliach's tisa doesn't help. This idea of yad poil kiyad Baal HaBayis, that it's considered a super strong shlichus, that it circumvents the rules of shlichus, we find the Machne Ephraim also holds like that regarding if a goy is a poil for a Jew. Normally we say, ein shlichus la'akum. Let's say a goy put up a makkah. L'chayr, the Jew cannot make the bracha on the making of the makkah. The goy is not a shliach. The goy is doing the makkah is not considered as if the Jew did it, and therefore the Jew, the Baal HaBayis, can't make the bracha. However, the Machne Ephraim holds, if he was a poyel, if he was being paid to do this, we say yad poyel ki yad Baal HaBayis. And even though ein shlichus la'akum, he can't be considered a shliach of the Jew, but if it's a poyel where he's paying him, it's as if the Jew did it himself and the Jew can make a bracha. We find that by miruach akum also, that if a goy made miruach on a kri, he did the gvar malacha, it's considered miruach akum and it's potter from Trumas and Maestris. However, if the goy was a poyel of the Jew, we say yad poyel ki yad Baal HaBayis, and it's considered miruach Yisrael. Therefore, the Shach understands, based on this svara, we find in other places also, our Gemara is talking about ishliach mechinam. Therefore, if he's chav la'achirim, the tfisa doesn't help. Rashi in Bava Metzia that says that shlichus does help, when he's chav la'achirim to make a tfisa, that's talking about where it's a shliach b'schar. However, the korban nesanu, m'sech le'gitin, in the first parak, simen yud gimel ois dalad, asks a kasha on this, he proves from the sugi Baba Matzia, not like the shach, that we do not hold that if he's a shliach b'schar, he has a din yad poel ki yad Baal HaBayis, and therefore we cannot answer Rashi in Baba Matzia to be talking about a case where he's a shliach b'schar, because yad poel ki yad Baal HaBayis. However, the Korban Asanul brings from Rabbi Avraham Breida, and actually this Korban Asanul is mentioned in the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Kufei Siv Katan Dalet, that Rashi and Baba Metzia is talking about a shliach b'schar, and there the tefisa does help even in Zchav La'achrini, but the reason is not because Yad Poel Ki Yad Baal HaBayis, as you mentioned. The maskon of the sugi is not to say that Yad Poel Ki Yad Baal HaBayis. However, it will work if he's a shliach b'schar, not because it's considered a tefisa of the Baal HaBayis, like the Shach explains the Yad Poel Ki Yad Baal HaBayis. Rather, the reason it'll work is because just as if one of the Baalei Chayvus himself were to be Typhus, we don't say it's a problem of Typhus le Baal Chayv Mokish Mechav La'achirim. He's being Zeicha for himself. There's no Taina. It's only a Taina on a person. Why are you being Zeicha for somebody else? Why are you getting involved in somebody else's struggles? When Yehuda comes along and is Typhus from the Baal Chayv for Reuven, and it's going to be detrimental to Shimon and Levi, we ask Yehuda, why are you doing this? You're being chav la'achrini, you're hurting Shimon and Levi. However, when Yehuda is a shliach b'schar, let's say he'll make 10% of the chayiv that he's grabbing for Reuven's sake from the Baal chayiv. In such a case, it's not a tain on him why you're doing this. Yehuda will answer, I'm gaining for myself. Just like Reuven could go grab because he's gaining for himself and it's not a tain on him that he's hurting Shimon and Levi. Yehuda will say, since I'm going to be paid X amount, I'm going to be making 25% or 50% of the chayiv that I'm grabbing. I'm getting a collection fee, so I'm being teifus for myself, not for somebody else. In such a case, there won't be a problem of teifus lebal chayiv mokim shachav la'achir. That's another mahalach to explain Rashi in Bab Metzia, why it's not contradicted from our sugya. Ibn Yeshua gives a different teretz. He says that Rashi in Bab Metzia is talking about where he is a shliach to be zeicha for Reuven. When Yehuda goes ahead and he grabs metaltlin for Reuven from the Baal Chayiv, in order to be Zaycha in it for Reuven, so in that case, of course, we say Shluchu Shel Adam Kamaisai. However, if he's just going to grab it in order to bring it to Reuven, but not to be Zaycha in it for Reuven, since Reuven wasn't Zaycha at the point of the grabbing, rather, Yehud is bringing it to Reuven to be Zaycha, in such a case, we say Tevis Labal Chayiv Mokem Shechav La'Acherim Leikona, because Reuven wasn't Zaycha in it yet, therefore, we tell him, put it back in the pot and let Reuven, Shimon, or Levi fight it out. If he picked it up for Reuven's schus, he was zeich in it for Reuven at the point of picking it up, of course, Rashi holds that in such a case, Reuven will be zeich. Our Gemara is talking about that he wasn't a shliach to be zeich in it for Reuven, rather he was a shliach just to grab it, to bring it, which in such a case we say that tefes l'bal chayv mokam shechav l'acherim leikona, and therefore he has to put it back. Now the Machne Ephraim seems to say a similar idea to the Pnei Yeshua that we just mentioned. Machne Ephraim says it's different whether he's being toifes money, which Reuven can be zeicha in the money when Yehuda picks it up for him. In such a case, Rashi says that if he's a shliach, the tfisa works. However, if it's just something that'll be taken as a mashkin, a metaltel that needs a shumas bezdin, bezdin has to decide how much it's worth and then sell it and then give him the proceeds of the sale, or give it to him for the value the Bezdin determines. In our sugya, was talking about a ship that the shliach went ahead and grabbed. Yimar Bar Choshu is not going to be zeicha in the ship without first going to Bezdin and determining its value, and then Bezdin will either sell it or give it to him for the value that Bezdin decides. When the shliach is taking it, he's only taking it as a mashkin, not to be zeicha in it. In such a case, we say, Leikana, because Yimar Bar Choshu was never zeicha in it. Rashi in Bab Metzia that says that the shliach can be toifes lebal chayv mokem shechav la'achayrim is talking about money, which doesn't need any shuma, doesn't need any determination of what it's worth. Its value is clear. In such a case, the person who the shliach was toifes for, in our Gemara's case, Yemer Bar Choshu, or the mashal that we're giving always, calling him Reuven, in such a case, since it's something he could be zeicha in immediately when the shliach picks it up, we say that he's zeicha, and there's no problem of makom shechav la'acher. Now, all the different mahalachim we mentioned understand in Shitas Rashi that if the malve Reuven made somebody a shliach to be teifis from the loiva for him, the shlichus helps, and Reuven is zeicha in it. And as we mentioned, different approaches as how to Rashi answers the Gemara over here that says the shlichus doesn't help. However, there's a ksais in Siman Kuf Hei Sif Katan Gimel that really is not maskim that there is such a shitas Rashi at all. The ksais explains that Rashi in Bava Metzia that says that if he was a shliach, then we do say that the tfisa that the shliach makes helps for the malva that he made the tfisa for. The ksais understands Rashi doesn't mean he's a shliach of the malva, of the person who the shliach is being taifas for. He's not Reuven shliach. He's the Baal Chayiv shliach. The taifas, as we call him Yehuda, is the shliach of the loiva. The loiva said, Yehuda, go be taifas in this, and be zeicha in this for Reuven. In such a case, the loiva could do whatever he wants with his money. Kol zman, there wasn't a tfisa from any of the Baal Chayivs on it. It belongs to the loiva. The loiva can do with his money whatever he pleases. So Rashi says that if the loiva, not the malva, the loiva decided to pay back one of his balei chayv, one of his lenders, and he told somebody, as we call him Yehuda, go be taifas on this for Reuven, even though Shimon and Levi, our other lenders, are going to lose out, but the loiva could do with his money as he pleases. And therefore, Rashi holds that it's pashut, that Reuven will be zeicha in the metaltelin that Yehuda was taifas for him. However, of course, Rashi is made that if the malvif, Reuven, made Yehuda shliach, go be taifas for me from the loivas nechosim, and his chav lachrini, his chav to Shimon and Levi, because now they won't have a chance to be taifas for themselves. So, of course, Rashi is made to taifas and all the other rishonim that argue, and of course, Reuven was not zeichenet because Teifas L'Bal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'achrini doesn't help even if the Taifas was actually a shliach of one of the Malvim. Now, as to another point in this Gemara, the Gemara says that the Amoraim told the shliach Ha'imer Bar Choshu, how could you be Taifas? Rabbi Yochanan says, the Taifas Labal Chayv, Mokem Shachav La'achayrim, Lo'ikana. Now, Taifas asks a kasha on that. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the shliach's tfisa doesn't help. There's a Gemara above Metzia, Daf Yud, that says that Rav Nachman and Rav Chista hold that Amagbiya Metzia Lachaveiro Eloikono. If Reuven picked up a Metzia in order to be Zeichanet for Shimon, Shimon was not Zeicha because he's a Teifus Lebal Chayv, Mokesh Lachav Lachayrim. Theoretically, Levi, Yehuda, the rest, anybody in the rest of the world can be Teifus this Metzia. And when Reuven is Teifus it for Shimon, he's Teifus Lebal Chayv, Mokesh Lachav Lachrini, and therefore Shimon is not Zeicha. Rabbi Yochanan, however, over there, argues, and he holds a Magbiya Metzila Chaveiroi, Kono Chaveiroi. If Reuven picks up a Metzia, and he says he's doing it for Shimon, Shimon is Zeich in it. See, because he holds that Tevis Lebal Chayv, even Mokim Shechav La'achayrim, is Kaina. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Tevis Lebal Chayv, Mokim Shechav La'achrini, is not Kaina? He's L'chayra Seisr himself by the fact that he holds that if Reuven picks up a Metzia, for Shimon, Shimon is Zeichanet, even though it's Chav La'achrini. So Taisa's answer is that Metzia is different. Although Rabbi Yochanan holds, generally, Tevis Lebal Chayv, Mokim Shechav La'achayrim, Lo'ikana, however, in a case where Reuven picked up Metzia for Shimon, since if Reuven wanted to keep it for himself, he could. So we say the rule is Migu D'Zochi L'Nafshei, since if he wanted to be Zeichanet for himself, he could. Zochi La'achrini. Although Tefes Labal Chayv B'mokam Shechav La'achayrim doesn't work, however, in a case where there's a migu that he could take it for himself, if he could be Zeicha for himself, so he could be Zeicha for somebody else also. And that circumvents the rule of Tefes Labal Chayv, because migu d'zochi l'nafshei, since he could be Zeicha for himself, zochi l'chavri could be Zeicha for his friend also. That's Tosfos Teretz. However, there's another mahalach in the Rishonim, the Shitas HaRamban, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that of course Tefes Labal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'achayrim Lo'ikono. However, by Metzia, that's not considered Tefes Labal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'achayrim. By Metzia, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rav Nachman and Rav Chista we mentioned before. He holds Misvara, this is not considered Tefes Labal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'achayrim. You're not being Chav to other people. Now Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun won't be able to be Tefes in the Metzia. It's not being considered a detriment. It's not considered you're being chav to others. You're just being meinei revach. You're refraining from allowing them to have a profit. Getting a metzia is a revach. Taking away that opportunity is menias revach. You're stopping them from making a profit, but that's not considered chav la'achrini by disallowing somebody to be marviach. If a bal chayv, somebody lent money, and now we won't be able to get paid back, that's chav la'achrini. But to stop somebody from being able to pick up a metzia, that's not considered chav la'achrini. It's just a minyas revach, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan argues in that svara, and he holds that that's not considered tefes labal chayv mokam shechav la'achrim, since it's only minyas revach. Now there's an interesting nafkamina to this machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. Rabbi Eger in Tshuva Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel talks about a case where there was a Bal Chayv, let's call him Reuven. Reuven owed money to Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi both lent him money. Now besides Shimon lending money to Reuven, he also rented him his house. Reuven was renting Shimon's house, and then Reuven died. Reuven left money in Shimon's house, or other metaltalin. Shimon wanted to say that he was Taifus, since the house belongs to Shimon. He should be Zeicha in the metaltalin, or the money that Reuven left over by Kinyan Chatzar. Levi responded and said, the Chatzar is just like a Shliach, and just like a Shliach whose Taifus Mokam Shechav La'achrini, it doesn't work, the same way your Chatzar can't be Taifus from Reuven's Nechasim, because it's no better than a shliach, and it's chav la'achrini, it's going to cost me. Now, obviously, he's not working with Shitas Rashi, that it does work if one's teifus mokum shechav la'achrim, where the teifus is actually a shliach. Or he could be working with Rashi, and he's working with a different mahalchim, like the Maras HaSolomon had to be a shliach be'edim, or Shliach Beschar, as the Shach explained. And this case is, his chatzar is not a Shliach Beschar, and it's not a Shliach Be'edim. Whatever the case is, Mekideger is understanding that the chatzar, if it works out Shlichus, will not help a tefisa that the chatzar makes, Mokash Mechav La'acher. So the Shar Mishpat wants to say that although Tefis Labal Chayv Mokim Shachav La'acherim, even in a case where he's a shliach, doesn't work, that's only by a regular shliach. By a chotzer, chotzer is a super powerful Tefis that works even Mokim Shachav La'acherini. V'haraya, Tefis over here that we mentioned before holds that the only reason that Magbi Mitzila Chaveiroi, Kono Chaveiroi, even though he's Tefis Labal Chayv Mokim Shachav La'acherim, is because we say Migud is Zochil Nafshe, is Zochil Chaveiroi, since he could be Zeicha for himself, he could be Zeicha for his friend. Now, a Chotzer can never be Zeicha for itself. A Chotzer is not a person. And yet, it's Mefurish and Masech the Bob Metzia in several places that a person is a Zeicha in a Metzia by his Chotzer. If a Metzia lands in somebody's Chotzer, he's Zeicha in it. Either is no Migud is Zochil Nafshe, is Zochil Chaveiroi by a Chotzer. We see from that that Chotzer is a super powerful shliach, that even if we say Tevis Labal Chayv Mokim Shachav La'acherim doesn't work, but if it's one's Chotzer, it does work. And you see that from the fact that one can be Zeicha and a Metzia through his Chotzer. However, Rabbi Eger is Deicha the Raya. Rabbi Eger says, according to the Ramban that we mentioned, that the reason Rabbi Yechanan holds Magbiya Metzila Chaveiroi, Kono Chaveiroi, is not because of Migud Zochil Nafshi Zochil L'Chavrei. Rather, the reason is because it's only a Manias Ravach, and that's not called a Toifis Labal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'acherim. That's not considered Chav La'acherini. If that's the case, there's no raya from the fact that a Chotzer can be Zeich and a Metziah for the Bailam of the Chotzer, that Chotzer is considered a super powerful Shliach, and it circumvents the Halach of Toifis Labal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'acherini. Chotzer is really a regular shliach. And Tefis Labal Chayv Mokim Shachav La'acherim won't work even if that shliach is his chotzer. A chotzer cannot be zoicha for one of the lenders if it's chav la'acherini. Why is it zoicha and a metziah for somebody? Because according to the Ramban, it's not considered a chav la'acherini at all. Therefore, according to the Ramban, we have no raya from the fact that chotzer is zeichan a metziah for the bailam of the chotzer, that chotzer can be toifis lebal chayv mokim shachav la'achrini. And therefore, in the case that we mentioned before, where Shimon and Levi lent money to Reuven, Reuven died, and they left metaltalin in Shimon's chotzer, we have no raya to say that chotzer is a super powerful shliach, and therefore the chotzer cannot be zeichan in the metaltalin of Reuven for Shimon, and therefore Bezdin will have to deal with those metaltalin, the way Bezdin always deals with metaltalin left over by a borrower, and there are two lenders who lay claim to that money. As Reuven's tfisa through the chotzer is not going to help him because it's considered tefis lebal chayv mokim shachav la'acher.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.